Greetings. Welcome. This is Victoria Falk, your host of People, Power, and Politics. And today, I have the pleasure of bringing to the line the First Lady, Ms. Sherlaine McCray, and Dr. Torian Easterling. Welcome.
Thank you so much for inviting us on the show, Victoria. We really want to get the word out, and I know that talking with you is a good way to do that.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us, and we appreciate the time you're taking to educate our community during this COVID-19 pandemic. And as you know, our community has very mixed feelings about the vaccination. We have some people who are eager to get vaccinated. We have some people who want to wait and see how others do with the vaccine. And we have others who are strongly against the vaccination. First and foremost, people want to know, how safe are the vaccines that are currently being distributed?
Well, I'll begin and then Dr. Torian Easterling will jump in. I just want to say that I got my first shot a couple of days ago and I feel fine. The vaccines are safe. We know that there were 30,000 volunteers who received their vaccines during the clinical trials, and there were no serious safety concerns. And I can't encourage people enough to go ahead and get it if they're eligible, because we know what is happening to those who don't get the vaccine. Our communities of color have been hit so hard. We've lost more people, proportionately speaking, than any other community. So we need our people of color who are eligible to get the vaccine so that they can protect themselves, their families, and of course not to spread it throughout the city. Dr. Easterling?
Yes, absolutely. And I cannot agree more with Madam First Lady. The vaccines are safe and effective. Vaccines save lives. We know that they are providing a protection, the immunity against SARS-CoV-2, the virus that leads to COVID-19. And you've already heard from the First Lady that we know the trials have given us the science and information. I trust the science and information. I've also received my first dose this past weekend, and this is Black History Month. And so I think it's really important to also reflect that, you know, we do recognize that there are questions and concerns within Black and brown communities. And so when you hear about your First Lady, about a physician such as myself getting the vaccine, this is to ensure, to increase confidence that the vaccines are safe.
Well, since we've learned about COVID-19 and the coronavirus, we're hearing that there are several different strands that have popped up. How effective are the vaccines in fighting the various strands?
Yeah, so I'll just mention that we have two vaccines that are available right now. They're both mRNA vaccines. The Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine are over 94% effective. Now, you're asking about the variants, and so we do know that the variants are there, and we've known. We know that virus can mutate, and so we know that both vaccines are effective. They may not be as effective. And so they are looking at ways that they can improve upon the effectiveness against the new variants. But, you know, I think the point here is that they are effective against the variants. So it is important. If you are eligible, you should get the vaccine because it will provide immunity against the SARS-CoV-2 virus and will provide some protection against the virus.
Yeah, I would just add, Victoria, that some protection is better than no protection. Getting vaccinated can mean the difference between being hospitalized or just getting, you know, some flu-like symptoms. Better to have some protection and to be able to help your family and your community by having that protection. This is really a terrible, terrible virus, and it's not something that we want to put our families through. Getting sick is not a small thing when it comes to this virus. So we encourage everyone who's eligible to get vaccinated.
Yes, indeed. You're definitely right about the importance of being protected. And there's a large portion of our community that agrees with you and wants to be protected. But unfortunately, due to the lack of immunization in Black and brown communities, have not been able to get vaccinated. How can we address their concerns that there will be enough vaccines for each person who wants it?
Well, I can tell you that supply has been an issue, but it is increasing every week. And so going forward, we can expect, first of all, there will be more sites within New York City. We are opening up new sites every week. We are making sure that there are vaccination sites within the hardest hit communities of color. And we know that the federal government is making sure that there is more of a supply going forward. So it's important for people to know where to get information about where they can sign up, and then, of course, where they'd like to go. We have a task force on racial inclusion and equity, which covers 33 communities now. We started at 27, we expanded it to 33. These communities are grouped into five different areas: their health status, social inequities, living conditions, service occupations, and of course, you know, how hard hit they were by COVID-19. These are communities that we're really, really concerned about, communities that where we want people to get the vaccine, and we're trying to make sure that there is equitable access to the vaccine. So we are making sure there are sites in these communities. We're partnering with community-based organizations. We're listening and responding to community concerns and input, and making sure that there's transportation and that there's reaching out to the elderly who may not be able to get to these sites themselves. So we're doing everything that we can, but we need people like you to get the word out about what is available to people.
Thank you so much for considering the equitable distribution of the vaccine. And yes, our communities have been hard hit. And one of the hardest hit communities have been our immigrant population. What assurance can we give undocumented immigrants who fear getting vaccinated due to their status, that it is okay and safe for them to do so?
Now, COVID-19 vaccines are available to people of all immigration statuses. It doesn't matter to us. People will not be asked about it at the vaccination site. And the vaccine is provided at no cost for everyone. So we want to dispel the myth that people are going to be tracked, or that that someone's going to go looking for them. This is about health. I understand the fear, but you know, the vaccines are really to protect people and their families.
Yes, indeed.
And I can, I totally agree. And I can add, you know, some of the, you know, and making sure that we message that vaccines are for everyone. I think we want to be super clear. And I think underscoring that it is for all New Yorkers. You know, and what has already been mentioned, you know, we're making sure that we are partnering with our community-based organizations, specifically those organizations that already have the relationships and the ties to New Yorkers who are undocumented, and we're working with them every day to help identify those who are eligible that also are in the undocumented community. In addition, you know, our websites, our call center, we are making sure that language access is available in multiple languages. This is something that we've already committed to, but we're going above and beyond by making sure that we have more than the 10 languages that we're mandated to have. And then also at our sites, to ensure that we're also making sure that we have staff who speak multiple languages. When we're in Queens, in our Brooklyn sites, also in our Staten Island sites, because we know that in our Bronx sites, we know that this is a very diverse city. And so we want to make sure that we have staff who can receive individuals in multiple languages and also be able to welcome them.
Yes, I definitely hear your sincerity. I'll get a sense of the work that you're doing in the community to spread this message. But unfortunately, we still have a large portion of people who do not want to wear masks, and they're going about without wearing the face coverings. And in reference to the vaccines, they're adamant about not getting it. What do you foresee, if any, would the federal government be able to do in regards to making vaccinations and making the face coverings mandatory?
Well, when it comes to our public spaces, there are places now where the people are not allowed access unless they have a mask on. This is certainly true for anyone who wants to fly, and certainly true for people who want to enter certain businesses or even a hospital, and people have to have a mask on. There are no government requirements for people to get vaccinated, but we are strongly encouraging people to protect themselves and their loved ones. The government cannot make people get a vaccine, and we've always provided reasonable accommodations to people, employees who object to the vaccine on grounds related to a disability or otherwise. That's the law. Going forward, I don't know if that will change or not. I think that there's quite a bit of time between now and the end of the summer to see how this disease plays out in the public space.
Definitely. And I want to thank both of you for the time that you've taken to speak to our listeners today and sharing this important life-saving information. And if you could just sum up the benefits of getting vaccinated and let people know how they can make their appointment.
Dr. Easterling?
Certainly. I would say the top lines here are that vaccines are safe and effective. Vaccines save lives. Vaccines provide a protection and immunity against the virus that causes COVID-19. And we need to get as many people as vaccinated. And since we have a limited supply, there are certain individuals who are eligible at this time. And so we need to continue to message that if you are eligible, there are ways that you can, one, find out if you're eligible, and two, find out how to get an appointment. To find out about your eligibility, you can go to our website at nyc.gov/COVID-vaccine. To sign up for an appointment, there are multiple ways. You can go onto the website, vaccinefinder.nyc.gov. There we list multiple sites, our city sites, federally qualified health centers, as well as the state sites. And there you can log on where you can schedule appointments. In addition, we do have a call center, 1-877-VAX-4-NYC. You can speak to a call agent. Again, if you do speak another language, the call agent can have an interpreter on the line as well to help you schedule an appointment. This is the way in which we can really help ensure that individuals in New York City are getting vaccinated. Also, the Federal Retail Pharmacy Program has come online as well. You can find out more on vaccinefinder.nyc.gov or call your local pharmacy at Rite Aid, Costco, where they are beginning to vaccinate as well. And if your provider is not vaccinating, they can also help you navigate the system as well.
Yes. We thank you again so much, First Lady Shirlane McCray and Dr. Torian Easterling, for your time, energy, and effort in educating our listeners and for all you're doing, sharing this life-saving information. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you so much, Jacqueline. Yes. So I'll follow up with you and let you know when the article is done and when it will be on the air. And thanks once again for the opportunity. We definitely need this information for our community. Have a great day, Jacqueline.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you both. Thank you, First Lady. Thank you, Dr. Easterling.
Thank you again.